podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the sixth Sunday of Easter, May 25th, 2025, entitled, I Hope There's a Heaven. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. Progressive rock and pop band Styx. Despite being a product of the 1970s, catering to 50s and 60s babies like me, are actually still popular, still on tour. I understand they'll be in Toronto this summer during August. One of its founding members, Dennis DeYoung, wrote, "Show me the way." It was recorded in 1990, and I'm sure is still one of the popular pieces that they offer in concerts. Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. Perhaps the reason the music continues to draw a crowd is the hopes and dreams it expresses. In a world that continues to struggle to make sense of what appears, at least on the surface, to be a confusing, cruel existence for far too many. For those of us born and raised in a culture of convenience and affluence, the events of the past decade may have met the promise and cultural advancement we were encouraged to expect. People in Eastern Europe and the Middle East fight daily for their very survival. In countries in Africa and Central America, the experience of civil unrest and violence continues. Homelessness, poverty, and healthcare challenges in our own backyard cannot be ignored. And in defense of first world lifestyle and standards of living, political leaders quibble over the economy and global trade. Every night I say a prayer in hope that there's a heaven. And every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. I feel this empty place inside so afraid that I've lost my faith. Show me the way. Show me the way. This year, in the later days of Easter, the Gospel of John takes us back to assurances the Master left with his disciples. He was going away to a human death. Those passages are preparing them and us for a second departure that we'll mark this Thursday on Ascension Day. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you." And in curious words, he says, "I am going away, and I am coming to you." Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. I regularly bump into people who admit to being confused. Sometimes I'm one of them. Many have lost faith. Both inside and outside of the church, some are saying that prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. Many don't. There are a lot of people who have come to count the church as only a relic, a remnant, an institution that, like most others, has had its day, but remains unwilling to name the elephant in the room. It's not necessary to scratch the surface much to reveal their elephant. It's that we talk about and claim to follow a person who they do not see. A person who may well have once existed in history, but hello, we do not see him. Easter is just a story that denies the reality that followers, even to this day, are just unwilling to admit. That some 2,000 years ago, a Jewish rabbi from Nazareth became an itinerant preacher, wandered around Galilee and its surrounding regions, teaching and preaching. He even often ventured into the holy city. Remember how the Gospel of John has Jerusalem as a backdrop, and there's this focus on the temple. He was condemned and put to death just outside of Jerusalem for claims made by him and others about his messiahship. And with a positive nod from the religious authorities and the expressed will of the crowds, the ruling governor of the occupying Roman forces of the time, named Pilate, condemned him to death. Period. That's history. Jesus is dead. Hello? But every night I say a prayer in hope that there's a heaven. One of the features of Easter this year is the opportunity to hear from a book with which few spend much time. Maybe for good reason. It's unfamiliar. The Revelation to John. Thanks to reckless preachers and poor scholarship, many have learned to be afraid of the text of Revelation. Revelation is famous now as possibly the most misunderstood, misinterpreted, and misused book in all of Scripture. These texts belong to a category of biblical literature of a particular type and purpose. In our day-to-day lives, we don't speak the language of Revelation. And quite simply, it's difficult to casually make sense of it. In today's passage, near its end, is the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. What takes us off guard here is that we naturally try to align the spiritual images John uses in his vision with what we know, the familiar elements of our own physical existence. Jerusalem. I can find that on a map. But somehow it doesn't look like the Jerusalem John describes. The river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, runs through the middle of the city street. The tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit. There will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun. These images perplex the keenest reader, and they should, because they are just that, images. That doesn't mean this is not real. What it means is what's here is bigger and encompasses more than the limited world in which we seek out our temporal comforts. They insist on us reaching toward what we cannot even imagine. What's being conveyed here, while it's composed of elements represented by familiar words, are not intended to point us just to the physicality they seem to name. We are creatures. We thirst, and our very survival depends on that next drink of water. Jerusalem is just a place on a map. Light and dark surrounds us. But even though we sometimes try to hide away, we know that we need the light. This is where the servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Unimaginable. And our imagination falls far short. We live in a time when technology has never been smarter. Possibilities in healthcare are unprecedented. Knowledge is literally at our fingertips in a way that would have been fantasy in the decade in which I was born. At the same time, some are seeing these as times among the darkest the world has ever known. For the human race and even life itself, the stakes have never been higher. Past decisions and those we are making now about how we treat the natural environment will, within decades, directly influence even the most successful species of living things. We've been sitting for decades on the brink of possible total annihilation by weapons of war that can be summoned at the push of one button by one person. And it seems that we've become somewhat desensitized to what that actually means. Upended economies are trivial in comparison. And I suppose without physical evidence at hand, it's a challenge to convince some that any of that is real either. Rhetoric of current leadership on the world stage doesn't help the anxiety. And so, even struggling with our own belief, we might join in the prayer of one Dennis DeYoung. Show me the way. Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. I feel this empty place inside, so afraid that I've lost my faith. Give me the strength and the courage to believe that I'll get there someday. Show me the way. Show me the way. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.